Well, where out did your ship tour while you were on it?
Well, when we come out of dry docks, what they call a shakedown cruise, went to Cuba. That's what a shakedown cruise is, when they try a ship out or to see if everything's working all right. And we took pilots on there after we got out in the Pacific there. There was a squadron of new pilots flew out, and we trained pilots. We were training midshipmen that was learning to be pilots. They were practicing taking off and landing. We've done that for days on end. A continuous operation, in other words, from early morning to late in the evening. They didn't fly at night because they didn't have equipment to land and take off at night. And we came back to Norfolk and left there. Went back to Cuba again. We cruised all over the North Atlantic around from Greenland towards it south towards Cuba, and we went to the Mediterranean area, left there and went to Mediterranean, all over the Mediterranean Sea. We pulled into Naples, Italy. We were the first ship pulled into Naples, Italy after World War II. Then the Baltic Sea, the North Sea. And we made several trips down around the Cuba area. And we made another trip over to in the Mediterranean area, Mediterranean Sea, pulled into Gibraltar, docked at Gibraltar, went to Izmir, Turkey, Beirut, Lebanon, Syria, with Malta. We pulled in all those ports that bordered the Mediterranean Sea over there. And it was a very interesting time I was in the Navy. And I enjoyed it very much. We met a lot of friends, new friends. Friends I'm keeping in touch with now. We have what they call a USS Randolph reunion every year, and have it different places. Try to go to that every year. And also the Randolph was, when it was put out of commission in 1947, it was put back in commission for the Korean War, and stayed in commission well until 1970. It was cut out of commission and sold for scrap on. And during the time it was in commission, it was the first ship that it was when they first started the astronaut space program. They were the ships that, you know, when the astronauts would land in the ocean, and that ship would, the Randolph would pick them up out of the ocean. And it was used for that for several years. And then it was put out of commission in 1970.
While you were in the Navy, did anything interesting happen on the ship?
Oh yeah, they was very. Incidents happened almost every day there. It was, in other words, it stuck. stuck with me over the years, one incident that I distinctly remember, we had what they call general quarters, and we had them about 9 or 10 o'clock one night. They called general quarters, and there was 4 or 5 of us sitting down in the compartment talking. And when they called general quarters, they black out the ship. In other words, all the lights are out. And when they called general quarters, you have to go to what they call the battle stations. And my place was up there in the flight deck control. And the boy, they right out the doorway in front of flight deck control, it was a bomb elevator there, just right straight in front of flight deck control. All right, they let that elevator down to bring bombs up to the flight deck, load them on the aircraft. And there was 4 or 5 of us running down through there, and there was a boy right in front of me, fell off in that elevator shaft and fell about 6 or 7 stories decks down. And it was just a lucky incident that it could have been me, could have as easily been me as it could have been him. And it broke the boy up real bad. He didn't die, but it broke him up. He was still in the hospital when I came out of the service in 47. And I don't know what happened to him then, because I lost contact with him. And I don't know of anybody that did has had contact with him. And the same elevator, one day the boy, they were servicing the elevator, and it was all the way down. There was a boy down in on the side of the shaft down in there greasing the cables and stuff. And for some unknown reason, that elevator started coming up, and it caught the boy down in there, and it caught his legs between the side of the elevator. And they had to cut his legs off right there in front of the flight deck control. The elevator come on to the top. This doctor cut his legs off right there. He crushed his legs up. There wasn't any way of getting his legs out. And he cut his legs off. And the same doctor, Doc Williams, they call it. He goes to this reunion. Randolph reunion they have, and I see him almost every year down there. He was just a young pharmacist mate, learning to be a doctor at the time. His legs had to come off right then, and he was there available, so he cut the boy's legs off. That was stuck in my mind ever since I've been out. We run into a bad storm up there off the Azores Islands about three days, and it was really rough. It was rough that the cooks couldn't even cook. It was so rough that bread wouldn't even rise. They couldn't even cook bread. We eat crackers and soup for about 2.5 days there. That's all we had for the menu, breakfast, supper, and dinner. done a lot of damage to the waves were so high that they was coming over the flight deck, and it damaged lots of planes that were tied down on the flight deck. And also during that same time, boy, like, he was my work quarters was up there in flight deck control, and I could go down on the hangar deck and come up the stairwells up to flight deck control without getting out on the hangar deck, on the flight deck. But our compartment was right in under the flight deck, on the bow of the ship, right under the flight deck. He walked out of the compartment and on the catwalk, what they call the catwalk, a little walk that went around the flight deck. And boy-like stood me up. Going down on the hangar deck and coming up to flight deck control, I thought I'd go out on the ship would rise up. One of those big waves, it would ride up and be, well, it'd be probably 8 or 10 minutes. It would go up and then it'd come back down. And they would be 8 or 10 minutes, it would be, in other words, up out of the water, and I was going to time myself and run across the flight deck to flight deck control instead of going down on the hangar deck. And I thought I caught it just right, but I started out, got up on the, as I come out of the compartment into the catwalk, there was a wave come in the side of that ship and hit that catwalk and washed me down that catwalk. I hadn't grabbed a hold of a cable and hung on to that thing. And when it got back up out of the water, I was halfway hanging off the catwalk, just hanging out over the ocean. I never did try that little trick anymore after I got my nerve back, was scared to death, and
I have a minute and a half left of tape on this side. It's not long enough to get anything on. I'm going to fast forward it and turn it over.